Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Our show. Our show. Balls on that guy. Jeez. Ours. Focus, focus, focus. You've got a show to do here. Our show. Anyway. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network. With the new and improved super-powered stations now, they've increased the wattage to maximum. And new equipment, new everything. They are just blasting all over the place. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. Max power like on steroids with all the new equipment to make it sound pristine and wonderful and everything else. Plus the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show, Facebook live stream. There's not much to see, mostly my reactions to, well, that interview and then the other interview and then our show. You give them an inch. Next thing you know, it's like I don't even have a show. It's our show. Anyway, all right, we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. And by the way, today with Dimitri Graffiti, I wonder if Erica Tamborin is going to be calling in. I wonder. Or other members of the Shadyside Village Council. Or citizens of the village of Shadyside. Sharing their thoughts about what the hell is going on here with that hot blonde and that city council member and everything else connected with that. And when's the last time she showed up for work is my question. And that whole Cassidy Law issue that now is, man, we will get to that. Dimitri Graffiti, you call in and you say and do pretty much anything you want to say and do as long as you don't interact with a host. The rules of engagement are real simple. Don't have your radio on when you call to avoid feedback. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. We might be getting lots of calls from Shadyside and maybe some of the characters as well. Wouldn't it be great if Erica Tamborin called in to Dimitri Graffiti? Hi, I'm here. I don't know. All right, back to this story here. She is claiming, according to the Times leader, Gage Voda's story, she is claiming that she doesn't consider herself to be a public figure, which, of course, is a joke. She is an administrator for the village of Shadyside. Apparently, according to the news story, she never showed up for council meetings for months. After months of being absent from council meetings, my guess is that she still got paid. My guess is that she still cashed those checks. That's my guess. And why the village of Shadyside, these characters on the village council allowed this to happen. It's as if this hot blonde, she's a hot blonde. I mean, there's no question about it. Beautiful, attractive, very desirable woman. It looks that way to me anyway. The pictures I've seen of her, she looks terrific. I just get the sense that she has them wrapped around her little finger. And that some of these guys on village council, maybe a lot of them are the kinds of guys that, who don't think with their brains. If you know what I mean. That's my guess. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe they don't think at all. All right. So it says here, this Patrick Cassidy letter, and yes, we will get to the Cassidy Law issue thing in a bit. And by the way, I wonder if there are any juries, people on juries, that are aware of this letter that Cassidy Law sent me. That, in my opinion, try to scare the hell out of me, that, in my opinion, threaten me, that, in my opinion, try to shut me up, that, in my opinion, was unconscionable. I wonder if there are people on those juries regarding any kind of case involving Cassidy Law that view that letter the same way that I viewed it. Some guy just throwing his weight around trying to intimidate people into keeping quiet, not say anything, threatening them. If anyone on any one of those juries interprets that letter from Cassidy Law, the way that I interpreted that letter, and you can see it for yourself. It's posted on the Facebook page for Big Willie 1055. Also for my profile page, Dimitri Vassilaris. You can read it for yourself. I certainly viewed it as threatening me, no question about it. And if there are people on juries involving any kind of client of Cassidy Law, I wonder, I don't know, obviously, but I wonder if they're going to take it out on Cassidy's clients from now on. I don't know. But it is something that I think, should be questioned, at least might be questioned by some people. I don't know. All right, just thinking out loud, I'm just, some guy. Look, I'm a high school graduate. I'm sole proprietor, Dimitri 2020 LLC, the company that produces and delivers this show. I mean, what do I know? I'm nothing. All right, back to this letter here. Not the letter, excuse me. The news story in the Times Leader, Gage's story. She adds that although she considers this, Erica Tambrin considers the resignation to be forced, she does not believe it is any fault of the village itself. Well, then why does she think it's forced? It goes on to ask for Tambrin's resignation to go into effect this December for her to have the ability to train her predecessor. How is Erica Tambrin going to train her predecessor? Here's what you do as village administrator. Date one of the village council members. Of course, we're just joking. Wink, wink. And then don't show up for council meetings for months. Don't fill out a time card and cash the checks. That might be the only training involved if Erica Tambrin is going to be training her replacement. Training her predecessor. Okay. During council's regular scheduled meeting Monday evening, council member Mike Mintel, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, made a motion for council to accept Tambrin's resignation. Why don't they accept her resignation immediately and get her the hell out of there? That's what I would do. A resident, Dan Janovich, was in attendance at the meeting, asked council how she would train her successor when she's been absent for months. Well, I just think I just explained that to you. You just say, well, just don't show up for council meetings, cash the checks. There's not much training involved there. Come to think of it, I think I'm going to apply for administrator for the village of Shadyside. I think I'd show up for the council meetings. I'd even date some of the council members, if there are any women. So there's that. He then asked if council would even be hiring a replacement or returning to having a board of public affairs. What I think the village of Shadyside should do is fire her immediately and then contract out. Find an administrator for another village or for a city, Martins Ferry or St. Clairsville or wherever, and work out a deal. Spend X amount of hours working on Shadyside Village business, and then the rest of the time at your day job. That might be all you need. And, oh, by the way, make some sort of rule that the administrator cannot be dating anyone who can authorize payment for the administrator. There's a lot going on here. There's an awful lot going on here. Council member Brandon Parr agreed that council should accept the resignation, but does not believe that council should wait until after the election. I think they need to get rid of this cancer right now. I really do. And by cancer, I'm referring to the controversy regarding this Erica Tambrin, who does not consider herself a public figure, even though she's getting paid by the public. And I don't think we should stop there. By the way, for Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. And 740-325-1490. We welcome calls from Erica Tambrin. We welcome calls from members of Village Council, Shadyside Village Council. We welcome calls from anybody in the village of Shadyside. We welcome calls really from anyone to talk about this or to talk about this issue here, apparently with Rick Farrell and some stinking garbage. I was unclear exactly what that was about. I think it might be the new facility up near Ebert's. I'm not sure. Oh, by the way, the Ebert squash is great this year. Lova and Jerry, the squash, the kind of squash that I buy, the buttercup squash is great this year. It is just wonderful. And the tomatoes they had were fantastic. They were just great. And Lova is just the sweetest damn person in the world. She is just the sweetest thing. So there's all of that. But use Dimitri Graffiti to get the word out. It's all here for you. 15 lines, all cleared, all for you. They're all for you. Now, back to this Erica Tamberin thing. If I were the mayor of the village of Shadyside, or even a council member who did not date her, what I would do is I would demand accountability. I want to know how much money we have paid this Erica Tamberin character as the administrator, and I would want to see proof that she actually did any work. She's been absent from council meetings for months, according to the Times Leader. My question is, what kind of work did she do? It certainly sounds as if she had a very intense relationship with at least one village council member. God only knows what was going on there. But the bigger issue here is, what exactly did she do? One of the citizens of Shadyside a few months ago said that she fill out time cards like everybody else. And Mayor Newhart, according to the story, at least as I recall the story, and I believe he did say this, that he said, yeah, she fills out time cards. But I've never seen a time card, have you? And interestingly, no one in village council that I'm aware of is demanding to see any of her time cards. Maybe they don't need to see them because they already know what the deal really was here. But what exactly did she do? Let's say she's, and I'm just pulling a number out of the air. Let's say she was making, I don't know, $40,000 a year plus benefits, plus whatever. Let's just say $40,000, just to pick a number. That's all. Just pick a number. She's doing this for how many years now as administrator? We might want to have a serious discussion with the solicitor about clawing back all of that money. Well, if Erica Tamberin cannot prove that she did any work, although apparently she did have a relationship, if the news reports are accurate, with a member of village council, if that is true, and I stress if, I don't have any smoking gun evidence one way or the other, but certainly their news reports can be interpreted that way by any reasonable person. So if that is true, it raises the question, and right now all we have are questions. What exactly did she do to get all that money, to cash all those checks from the poor taxpayers of Shadyside? If there's no proof that she did anything, I mean, my God, according to the newspaper, she wasn't even showing up for council meetings. What the hell did she do? If she can't prove that she did anything, and the onus is on her, she's got to prove that she actually did work. We can claw back all of that money. We can go to a judge, get a good lawyer, go to the judge and say, we want to claw back all the money that we gave this village administrator because she cannot prove that she did any work. This could be an incredible amount of money, a godsend to the taxpayers of Shadyside. Getting back $40,000 or $80,000 or $200,000 or whatever the hell they paid her over the years with salaries and benefits and everything else. If Erica Tamberin and her slick, high-powered law firm, Cassidy Law, cannot prove that she did anything for this money, we need to claw back the money. And in fairness, maybe she did a lot of work. Again, I don't know. If she did a lot of work, then it should be very easy for her to, you know, prove it. But if there is no proof, We need to claw back all of that money for the taxpayers. And then start asking tough, really tough questions about why is it that you were paying her and there's no evidence, presumably, that she did any work? What the hell else is going on there in Shadyside? Again, I get the sense, and I could be wrong, but I get the sense that she has them wrapped around her little finger. But accountability, it's time for some accountability. It's time to start asking some very tough questions about Erica Tamboran. What exactly did she do for the citizens of Shadyside? Is there evidence? Are there time cards? What the hell did she do? Because if she doesn't have evidence, we need all that money back. We need to claw it all back. We'll be talking more about this tomorrow also.